Okay, good morning, everyone. Very, very warm welcome to today's pre-market trade plan live session for Monday, the 30th of September, which has been a hugely bullish month, really, across the board. We started the month in a bit of a weaker pattern for a few days, and then we saw a bit of a significant turnaround. An awful lot has happened over the course of the month. Normally, September is, if you look at the last number of years, has been a weaker month for markets, broadly speaking, which means you end up closing the month lower than when you opened. It's the other way around this year. So there's a few sort of catalysts for that, really. We've got, I suppose, just to point out a couple of sort of important developments. We've got a Fed which is pivoting from 5.5%, looking to lower interest rates. We've got lowering inflation, pretty strong unemployment numbers, so and relatively decent growth. So, you know, that's a dynamic in which equity prices are likely to rally and indices are likely to rally, and that's pretty much what we've seen. Now, we'll also add in, you know, we've had Chinese stimulus this month as well. Last week, we had a massive announcement from China, and if you are wondering whether the central banks would carry on where they left off in terms of stimulating economies when things get bad, to artificially stimulate through central bank monetary policy and easing and printing money is basically what we're calling. If you're wondering whether central banks would continue that process, making the structural problems probably even worse over time, I think the answer is very clearly yes, that these central banks are still willing to print whatever's necessary to support their economies. And that probably applies for the Eurozone and all major economies, the US. So we can probably always have that in the back of our minds. And if you were an investor and if you knew your central bank were going to come to the aid and rescue, you'd probably still adopt a bit more of a bullish view of these markets. And that's pretty much... we've seen a nice little bounce in the Chinese stock markets, limited as far as the US, but it's kind of all supportive of further upside. So we've just got really bullish market dynamics, and we're waiting for a catalyst for that to change, but we can't really see where that catalyst is coming from. All the major headline economic data points are all really quite positive, broadly speaking. So what is going to be the catalyst for the, I suppose, the next series of moves? And for now, it just completely looks as if it's still further risk on. And that's what we can, that's all we can really do really at the moment. So there will come a time when these markets will turn, and the selling is probably likely to be really, really significant. But because we keep grinding higher and higher and higher, it's probably even further upside in the pipeline. That's the only conclusion we can realistically draw. Okay, so let's get straight into it then. Apologies for the slightly delayed start today. Also, we probably won't keep you too much longer. Nothing has effectively changed to any great extent, so we'll post our trade plan into the chat box very, very shortly. Please see our risk warning currently up on screen. Now, just as a quick introduction, all profitable traders, they need to consider and make some decisions around, you know, which markets to trade, where do we then enter and exit those markets, how do we manage risk, how do we manage each trade to a successful outcome, and trading psychology. And, you know, if you're dealing with these sorts of questions every day, you've got a much better handle on what trading is. And we do address these considerations every day in our live trade rooms, of course, and we're strong advocates of being consistent in this decision-making process. Sometimes markets can be a little bit crazy and you can go off-piste and start getting into trades that you perhaps wouldn't ordinarily get into. If you can avoid that, it's probably quite a useful thing to do. Be accurate with the levels we use, discipline with your capital, and of course, be patient as well. So, bits of information. This week, we had a little review towards the end of last week of all the news events this month. And although there's a few elements of slightly weaker data, and you could point to that and say, right, well, you know, the wheels are going to come off because of, you know, manufacturing PMIs or you know, the housing market. You could point to individual problems within all economies, but the macro, the broad data is broadly positive, and that's really the takeaway. So this brings us in. So we're closing out the month. That's the first thing. So today is the last day of the trading month. So tomorrow is the 1st of October. All we really have today, we've got European, German prelim CPI month on month. So that previously we had a negative number. It looks like it's coming in mildly positive. But as far as the German economy is concerned, it's really flatlining. Really, I suppose we should never be surprised with the rally you get in these equity markets when an economy is not performing particularly well, but that is the new norm. So German exports are taking a bit of a hit. The economy is not performing particularly well. It is the powerhouse of Europe, and it's you know, there is weakness there, and yet the DAX, which is the German stock market, is on an absolute tear to the upside. And it just shows the difference between the real economy and asset prices. So we'll get that today. We'll be hearing from Christine Lagarde. Let's see what event that is today. Due to speak about monetary policy at the European Parliament. Okay, that could be quite important at 2 p.m. And then at 6 p.m. we'll be hearing from Jerome Powell, due to participate in a moderated discussion titled A View from the Federal Reserve Board at the National Association of Business Economics Annual Meeting. So audience questions expected. So this is likely to be a really volatile event. If you see an awful lot of price action around this sort of time, this is the reason for it. So yeah, last day of the trading month. Got bank holidays in China, and yeah, I thought today was bank holiday in China. Maybe not. Tomorrow definitely is. In Canada, it's bank holiday today as well. So markets are slightly lower, and we've got that. We've had that announcement from China going into this holiday period in China, and it's a few day holiday. Is it the whole entire week? I think it is. Yes, it is. So. So bank holiday in China this week, once they sort of made clear the details for that massive money printing exercise. And as a result, you're going to have benefits again to asset prices. They're going to keep going up. So positive impact across European stocks, we would assume, would continue. And what impact it will have, it's got limited exposure really as far as US stocks, but what it does mean is global liquidity will increase, which is positive for US stocks as well. We've got Chicago PMI numbers in there as well, which not performing particularly well. So really it's about central bankers. So just to reaffirm kind of where are we at with these equity markets. So our bias is still very much to the upside, and any kind of little pullback, we'll be looking for opportunities to continue to buy. So it was a little bit more positive that the positive nature of these markets is beginning to shift, because on Friday we had lower highs and higher lows. So there's a bit of narrowing of price action, and now we could potentially start turning weaker. So, but it is an opportunity to potentially buy at lower prices if we get a bit of a pullback. In these markets, we'd be looking for buying opportunities. So not so much interested in the short-term sell trade, more interested in the slightly medium-term buying opportunity. CAC selling off now today. We're still up at all-time highs. So this has been the rally since last Thursday, a bit of a delayed response but to that Chinese story, but the DAX has... Again, we've seen a massive uptick in equity prices. Moving on to the dollar. Yeah, we've still got a bit of a bullish bias in the dollar. Any kind of pullback will just suggest there's no reason really why the dollar wouldn't continue to weaken. And that's really our focus. We're still in the dollar yen to the downside. Big, strong, bearish engulfing candlestick on Friday. Very interested to get into it. So we can stick with that trade for the morning. We can probably start turning a little bit bearish if we get a breakout to the downside in the dollar Swiss. You can see there that some of these trades are not fantastic. We're pulling back off the lows in the dollar CAD. The Aussie is now beginning to break higher and has been for the last couple of weeks. So we've made those new highs. Bit of procrastination last week, but ended up finishing strong. So again, it's all around that dollar weakness trade. And just lastly on commodities, no, sorry, the yen, should I say. So big bearish engulfing candlestick on Friday, worth taking note of that type of price action, and see if we can continue to take advantage of it. It's going to be interesting to see today whether we do get some follow through our expectations that we would. Let's wait and see. And if we don't get the next flush to the downside, now it is worth being patient and waiting for that continuation trade to actually kick in. So crude oil, we were talking about getting into this above the, I think it was the 68.30, if I'm not mistaken. So we have finally, over the Asia session, kicked on, and we are looking a little bit stronger. So we'd have a little upside bias perhaps in crude oil. Surprising really not to see more of a reaction with all the conflict in the Middle East. And we thought oil would have probably reacted a little bit more to what we've seen. And gold are all-time highs. So let's summarize this. There's a few concerns on the bond market. So we've got the 10-year since Jerome Powell decided to raise rates is kind of rallied a little bit. The 2 year has remained sort of flat. So we've still got this mixed market condition in terms of a backdrop. Further indices strength eventually. Yen strength, what we can do is put in dollar weakness. Yeah, so we've got a new prime minister in Japan who's very sort of market friendly. And would be more inclined to see the BOJ continue to tighten financial conditions and continue to increase rates, not likely to get in the way. The worry was the other person that was likely to secure the premiership was a little bit more anti, was much more willing to sort of keep those accommodative levels intact. But we've got a BOJ hawk, really, as Prime Minister. So that's why we're seeing a bit of the yen strength, except we'd expect more than one day of selling. One day of yen strength. So let's see if we get follow through there. Buying crude oil, yeah, above that. Let me get that exact number in crude oil. We're looking at Friday's high in the end. It was procrastinating quite a lot. So the high is the 68.41. So we're only a little bit higher. Right, okay, so that's our trade plan, guys. I'm going to post it there into the chat box. Thanks, as always, for joining us. We've got a mixed market dynamic, but our bias will be for further upside in the indices. Eventually, even if we get a bit of a pullback, we're still looking for those buy trades. Same type of narrative, really, with the dollar weakness. We'd probably look to cherry pick and try to add to that narrative. Yen strength as well, just broadly due to the political dynamics in China. And we do like crude oil above that. Friday's high, 68.41. Okay, so listen, on that note, guys, thanks very much for joining us. We're very much in on the left-hand side of this screen with this risk on due to quite a dovish Fed, lower rates, lower inflation, lower employment as things currently stand. And this soft landing is very much intact. So risk on, indices higher, dollar lower, bond yields should be lower. This is what's causing a bit of a concern because the 10-year is telling us that actually bond yields have been rallying since the Fed cut rates. So it's just implying that there's some sort of risk built into this over the longer term bond yields. Commodities higher as well, which is our expectation for gold and oil to eventually rally to the upside. So we're very much in this camp in terms of broadly risk on for now. Okay, so on that note, listen, thanks very much for joining us. Just posting the there we go. I'm just posting that now into the chat box, your trade plan, so you can take that away with you. Thanks very much for joining us, as always. For more information, do please go to thelivetraderoom.com and do connect with us there if you've got any questions. So from everyone here, thanks for joining us, as always. Take care. We'll see you next time. Bye for now.